Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 Ghost Note tutorial, designed for sunrise set emotion, jungle, and old school D&B vibes. Today we're going to build something that feels alive, not huge, not overcooked. Just that sweet rolling drum energy where the groove feels human, emotional, and a little bit mysterious. Ghost notes are one of the simplest ways to get there. So, what are ghost notes? Think of them as tiny drum replies. They sit underneath the main kick and snare pattern, and they help your beat breathe. They are the little flicks, taps, and soft hits that make a loop feel like a real drummer or a classic breakbeat was involved. In jungle and old school drum and bass, those details are a massive part of the vibe. For this lesson, we're aiming for sunrise energy. That means soft snare flicks, ghost kicks, subtle hats, a little shuffle, and space for atmosphere. We're not trying to smash the listener. We're trying to create motion, tension, and warmth. Let's get into it. First, open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo to around 170 BPM. If you want it a touch looser or more yonly, you can sit anywhere between 165 and 172 BPM. Then create a MIDI track and load up a drum rack. Keep it simple at first. Add a kick, a snare, a closed hat, and maybe an open hat or rim shot if you want a little more color. The first rule is always the same. Build the main groove before you add ghosts, so start with a basic D&B backbeat. Put your kick on beat 1. Put your snare on beats 2 and 4. Then add a little extra kick leading into the snare, just to give the pattern some push. You can place that extra kick just before the snare, or slightly earlier in the bar depending on the feel you want. Keep your hats steady, maybe 8th notes or 16th notes, but don't make them all the same volume. Even at this stage, a little variation helps the groove feel more musical. Once the main loop is working, now we bring in the ghost notes. Ghost snares are the heart of this sound. These are the tiny snare taps that happen just before or just after the main backbeat. They're not supposed to shout. They're supposed to whisper. In Ableton, open your MIDI clip and add a few soft snare hits around the main snare positions. Try placing one just before beat 2, another just after the snare, and maybe one more in the second half of the bar before the next strong hit. The big trick here is velocity. Your main snare might sit around 110 to 125, but your ghost snares should be much lower, maybe somewhere between 15 and 45. If the ghost note starts sounding like a main hit, it's too loud. Bring it down until you barely notice it on its own, but you absolutely feel it when the groove loops. A good teacher tip here: zoom in and listen quietly. Ghost notes should still help the groove even when your monitors are low. If they vanish completely, they may be too subtle. If they jump out, they're too loud. We want that sweet middle ground where they support the beat without stealing focus. Also, don't make every ghost note the same volume. That's one of the fastest ways to make the pattern feel robotic. Vary it a bit. One ghost hit might be 18, another 26, another 31. Those tiny changes make the groove feel performed instead of programmed. Now let's add ghost kicks. Ghost kicks are awesome for momentum, especially in D&B. They can quietly push the loop forward without cluttering it. Try placing a soft kick before your main kick, or between the kick and snare. You can also put one near the end of the bar as a little nudge into the next phrase. Keep the velocities low, maybe 20 to 50, and if your main kick is really heavy, use a shorter, lighter kick sample for the ghost version. Here's an important vibe tip: one element should stay in charge. If your ghost snares are already active, keep the hats a little simpler. If your hats are doing more movement, reduce the ghost kick activity. You want contrast, not competition. That's how the groove stays readable. Next, let's make everything feel more human using swing and groove. Open the groove pool in Ableton Live 12 and try a light swing or shuffle groove. Something subtle works best here, like an MPC style 16 swing. Drag that groove onto your MIDI clip and start with timing around 10 to 30%. If needed, add a little velocity groove too, but keep it gentle. For sunrise jungle vibes, you want movement, not chaos. The groove should feel like it's leaning forward, not stumbling. Now let's make the ghost notes more interesting with layering. Inside drum rack, you can layer different sounds for different ghost moments. For example, one pad can hold your main snare, another can hold a softer ghost snare, another can be a rim shot, and another could beat a little brush or tap sound. This is really useful, because ghost notes don't all need to sound identical. A tiny rim tap and a brushed snare give very different emotional colors. If you want the ghost notes to stay subtle, shape them with processing. A simple chain on your ghost snare pad could be EQ8, then saturator, then utility. Use EQ8 to high pass the low end, maybe somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz, so the ghost note doesn't muddy the mix. If there's harshness, you can tuck down a bit around 3 to 6 kHz. Then use saturator very lightly, just enough to add a bit of texture. After that, lower the gain with utility if needed so the ghost stays in the background. You can also add a tiny amount of reverb to the ghost sounds. Keep it short and low in the mix. We're not drowning the drums. We're giving them a little room to breathe. For Sunrise Emotion, that space matters a lot. Let's talk about ambience. If you want your groove to feel larger and more atmospheric, set up a return track with a short reverb, maybe around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds of decay, with low cut on the reverb, so the bottom end stays clean. You can also use a short delay, like 1/8 or 1/16 notes, with low feedback and filtered lows. Send just a little of the ghost percussion into these effects. That way the drums feel like they exist in a space, but the beat still stays tight and punchy. Now we're going to make the loop evolve over time. A great Sunrise DNB loop does not stay exactly the same for 4 bars. It should breathe. So in bar 1, keep it relatively sparse. Maybe just a couple of ghost notes. In bar 2, and another ghost there before the backbeat. In bar 3, maybe bring in a soft ghost kick or a rim hit. And in bar 4, add a little hat movement or a tiny fill so the loop turns back around naturally. This is a really important concept. Ghost notes are not just decoration. They are phrasing. They answer the main hits like a call and response. That's what makes the groove feel musical. Once your loop feels right, group the drums and add a subtle bus chain. Start with EQ8 if you need to clean up unnecessary low rumble. Then use drum bus gently, just a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%. Keep the boom very light for Sunrise vibes. After that, add a glue compressor with a low ratio, around 2 to 1, a medium attack, and only 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction. You want glue, not squash. Let the groove breathe. That breathing is a huge part of classic old school and jungle energy. If you want, you can control the stereo image a bit with utility, especially if your top percussion is getting too wide. Keep the low end focused and the movement up top. Here's a really good beginner exercise. Build a 2-bar loop at 170 BPM. Use a kick, snare, hat, and rim. Put the kick on beat 1. Put the snare on beats 2 and 4. Add one ghost snare just before beat 2. Add a ghost rim near the end of bar 1. Then add a soft ghost kick in bar 2. Set the ghost velocities between 15 and 35. Add a little swing from the groove pool. Put EQ8 on the ghost sounds and high-pass them. Then loop it and listen carefully. Ask yourself, do the ghosts add motion? Are they too loud? Does the loop feel like jungle or just a plain beat? Does it still leave room for bass? Those questions will train your ears fast. If you want the groove to feel darker and heavier later on, you can take the same ghost note idea and make it tighter and drier. Use shorter taps, rim shots instead of soft brushed sounds, less reverb, and a little more mid-range punch. You can also chop tiny pieces from a breakbeat and use them as ghost hits. That's a very classic jungle move. One more advanced idea. Alternate your ghost sounds. Don't always use the same snare tap. Rotate between a rim, a brushed snare, a tiny clap fragment, or a micro break slice. That keeps the loop feeling organic. You can also shape emotion by changing density bar by bar. Start sparse, increase the ghost activity, then pull it back for a more open bar. That contrast is what makes Sunrise sets feel so powerful. Busy moments hit harder when they follow spacious ones. For the final takeaway, remember this. Ghost notes should help the beat talk. They should support the kick and snare, not fight them. Keep them low in volume, slightly varied in timing and velocity, and placed with intention. When you do that, your Ableton Live 12 drum loop starts to feel human, rolling, and emotional. And that's the magic for jungle and old school DNB Sunrise vibes. A few tiny hits, placed with care, can completely change the emotional weight of your drums. If you want, I can next turn this into a bar-by-bar MIDI pattern, a drum rack chain, or a full Sunrise DNB arrangement template.